CJ.
And you're from?
Ely.
And you are?
Patrick from Chelmsford.
You're a local lad, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just down the road in Great Baddow.
Yeah.
Right, and you are?
Ben.
Ben from?
Southern Nottinghamshire.
In Nottinghamshire.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Now, how did you three get together then? How did you all meet? You're going to be spokesperson, Patrick.
Yeah,
go on then.
Well, we were auditioned by agents, and about a couple of weeks later we were told, and then after that we had a couple of rehearsals where we met each other.
So until the auditions you didn't know each other, is that right?
No, we didn't know each other in the auditions. It was, in the auditions they came to our cathedrals and they rehearsed and they auditioned us. And then a couple of weeks later when we got told, we had rehearsals with each other.
So how are you getting on now? Now you've known each other for a few weeks. Are you all mates?
Good.
Yeah? These two are keeping very quiet, aren't they?
Hmm.
Tell us about the background to singing then. You're both from, all three of you, from church choirs, is that right? Cathedral choirs?
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the cathedral choir, CJ? Which cathedral do you sing for? Ely?
Yeah. And I've been in choir for about 3 years.
And what's it like being in a cathedral choir? I mean, Ely's a pretty nice place, isn't it? Great place to sing.
It has about 6 seconds echo.
6 seconds? Is that like, so it takes the sound ages to bounce around the cathedral?
And the lady chapel.
And how many people are in the choir at Ely?
21.
And all mixed ages or all youngsters or what?
All mixed ages, from year 4 to year 8.
And what about adults? Do they get involved?
Yep, as in like singing tenors and basses and some singing altos.
Would you like to do that when the voice breaks? Would you like to stay singing?
I don't mind.
Obviously got the training. What about you then, Patrick? Where do you do your singing?
Same place.
Ely Cathedral?
Yes.
So how did that happen? You live in Chelmsford?
Well, I started in Chelmsford. I'm not sure why, but I moved to Ely. And I've been at Ely for 2 years now.
And how often do you sing in the cathedral choir?
I think we have like 6 services a week and 6 rehearsals in the morning.
So you're actually living in the Ely area, are you?
Yeah.
That's where you go to school. You're boarding at the school there. Okay. Now what about you, Ben? Tell me your story. Where do you do your singing then?
In Silverminster Cathedral.
And are you boarding there?
We don't board, it's a state school, so we travel up and down.
And do you get to sing as many times as the other guys?
Yeah, we sing just as much.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're young, but if you're a bit older, then you're a bit more used to the work.
So the real young boys, which would be how old?
Probably 8.
That would be the youngest, yeah?
Probably the youngest.
They find it quite difficult, yeah? Not like you older boys, you
know, because when you start off at 8, they start off as juniors, so they don't actually sing. They just follow the music and try and fit in as the choir, but they don't sing.
Well, as we've heard, you make a wonderful sound together, all three of you, and you are tipped to be the Christmas number one. Now, what do you think about that?
That'd be quite cool.
Very, 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 very cool.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Can you imagine that? You're already doing the rounds with radio stations, you're on the TV. How do you feel about that? I mean, are you scared?
Yeah, it's a bit nerve-wracking, but you get used to it.
They're very relaxed today. I can't believe how relaxed you three are. Here you are broadcasting to millions of people. Well, thousands of people. And you're so calm about it, aren't you? So calm about it. What do your friends and your families think about it? What about Mum and Dad? What do they think?
Well, I think it's really cool because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and not many people of our age get to do this. Well, no people get to do this very often.
It's very rare, isn't it? Very rare indeed. And what about your parents, Patrick? How are they coping with this?
They're cool. Good supporters.
Are they?
Yeah.
And CJ?
Jumping around.
Are they?
Yep.
Really excited?
Yeah.
I can't believe that you guys are on the brink of something really special and big. And you're going to have to sing. I mean, it's one thing, isn't it, singing 6 times a week in the cathedral choirs, but you're going to have to do all the extra bits that go with live performance, Do you sing live? I mean, will you sing for me this afternoon? Would you burst in a song in the studio for me?
Yeah.
Yeah? What can you sing? What can you, all three of you sing? Or, you know, just off the cuff like that.
Pilots and Jellicus. Ready?
Yep. Who's going to conduct? Don't rely on me. I don't know this one.
Pilots and Jellicus. It's Pilots all along.
Wonderful. Marvellous. Fantastic. Just like that. Literally just like that. Your minders are very impressed. You're right, guys, over there?
Yeah,
aren't they good? They're fantastic. So, we've got the... What have we got here? We've got the album, which is great. Any plans to make more?
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope to do another album.
Another album in January. Second.
How much choice do you guys have about what's going to be on the album? I guess the first one you were told what you were going to sing.
Well, what we did was Martin Neary, our conductor, kind of asked us what we'd like to sing and what songs we like, and he kind of brought together the kind of songs we liked and put them into different categories. So like. Patrick liked pop, CJ liked pop and a bit of classical, and I like classical and a tiny bit of pop, not much.
So between the three of you, there's an argument brewing already, I can tell, about what's going to be on the next album, but it's got to be a mix, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Of different styles.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're not going to get the mass audience.
No.
And from this first album, which is your favourite? Now, I guess you've all got different ones, so CJ, which is your favourite track?
The Lord Bless and Keep You and He's Not Heavy.
And Patrick?
Tears in Heaven.
And what about you, Ben?
Oh, Danny Boy and If the Wings of a Dove.
So if I were to say to you today, right, choose a favourite song from stuff you know, from stuff you've heard, what would you like to be on the next album? Give you a bit of thinking time for that. Think about a favourite song that you haven't sung yet.
For the Beauty of the Earth by John Morata. That's quite cool.
CJ?
Oh, I've got one.
Go on, then.
The Heavenly Aeroplane by John Rutter.
This John Rutter guy is quite popular then, isn't he?
No, he is. He's really cool because he does classical kind of stuff, choral stuff, but he makes it jazzy tunes and things, so people are interested in although it's still the choral and choral words, it's jazzy and it's and popular.
So come on, CJ. Come up with something different. Not another John Rutter.
I don't know.
You can't think of one. You like too much music.
Yeah.
Too difficult to choose. Well, you both sang, or all three of you sang something really, really angelic a few moments ago, but I didn't know the words. Never heard that one before. So will you sing me something now that I would know the words to? I won't join in because I won't ruin it, but can you sing me something that's a little bit more...
Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Okay.
Lord, my shepherd.
They're arguing already.
It was
the Lord's my shepherd, I know that. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Very good, very good. Tears in Heaven is the song that's tipped, though, to be the Christmas number one from the album.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Why did you decide to choose to record that? Was it a particular favourite of yours, or was that the record company's idea?
The record company decided to put a couple of pop pieces in, and that was one of them, just by chance.
It is a lovely song, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've really taken to it, haven't you? All three of you really like that song.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to hear that to finish our little chat today, but we do wish you every success with the Christmas number one. I hope you get it. You've got a lot of competition around, though, guys.
Yeah.
I can just hear you now, you know, the Christmas chart rundown. They're on the phone to you.
We can kick Westlife.
You reckon you can beat Westlife?
Yeah, Westlife are in the trash.
Actually, just while we're thinking about Christmas, last question I've just thought of. What are you going to be asking for Christmas from, you know, from the big guy in red and white? I mean, what's Father Christmas? What's on top of your Christmas list?
PSV with FIFA 06.
Yeah, for me, Tottenham Hotspur season tickets.
No way.
Pinball tank.
Portable DVD player. Nintendo DS.
Well, I hope that mums and dads are listening and making note.
Yeah.
I hope you get everything you want, including that Christmas number one. The choir boys, my tier three guests on BBC Essex today. Well done, boys.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Brilliant.